demonstrating latent heat of fusion and latent heat of vaporization. To demonstrate latent heat of fusion and vaporization, play the animation below to see what happens when ice is heated from negative 10 degrees centigrade to 0 degrees centigrade, 0 degrees centigrade for 10 seconds, 0 degrees centigrade to 100 degrees centigrade, and 100 degrees centigrade. From negative 10 degrees centigrade to 0 degrees centigrade, ice remains in solid state for 10 seconds. From 0 degrees centigrade for 10 seconds, ice melts with no rise in temperature. 0 degrees centigrade to 100 degrees centigrade, temperature rises and bubbles are seen rising up. 100 degrees centigrade, water boils and steam is seen at a constant temperature. Discussion. As ice is heated from negative 10 degrees to 0 degrees Celsius, it gains heat, which causes a rise in temperature. At 0 degrees Celsius, there is no rise in temperature as heating continues. The heat gained at this stage is used to break the intermolecular bonds of ice, causing it to melt. When all the ice has melted, further heating raises the temperature of the water formed until boiling point. At the boiling point, the heat supplied does not cause any further rise in temperature but converts the water into steam. Conclusion. The amount of heat used to break the bonds of a given mass of ice at melting point is called latent heat of fusion, while the amount of heat needed to change the water into vapor at the boiling point is called the latent heat of vaporization. When 1 kilogram of ice, that is substance, is used, the amount of heat used to melt it is referred to as the specific latent heat of fusion, while the amount of heat required to change 1 kilogram of water to steam is known as the specific latent heat of vaporization.